Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
There's a story told about a minister who was full of energy and enthusiasm for the Lord. One day he went to the hospital to visit one of his congregants who was critically ill, and the minister entered the room and saw the man lying in bed with a whole host of tubes and wires attached to his body. So without any delay, the minister strode to his bedside and began to exhort for him to be of good cheer. Soon the man started to wave his arms, and this encouraged the minister, so he exhorted him even more and more enthusiastically. Finally, the minister ended with a rather lengthy prayer, and at the final amen, the minister opened his eyes just in time to see the man reach for a pad of paper and a pencil. Quickly, the man wrote something and handed it to the minister. Then the man turned his head and died. The minister was deeply moved to think that his visit to this man had occurred in just the nick of time. And then he looked at the pad and read these words, "You're standing on my oxygen tube." Sometimes, my friends, it's easier to misread people's actions. Not all the arm waving is an expression of exuberance. Not all the laughter is the laughter of happiness. Not all the tears are the tears of sorrow. Not all the shouting is shouting of triumph and victory. And not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of God and go the distance.